Shalom, today's daf yomi is Sanhedrin daf Samach Gimel Sanhedrin 63, and the Gemara in today's daf is discussing the nature of the Avodah Zarah of idolatry worship in ancient times and the reason why the Jewish people were connected to it. So there are different positions about how exactly the idolaters of the ancient world worshipped their idolatry. So comes along Rav Yehuda, says in the name of Rav that really, even though we might have thought that they were worshiping God, there was a real ulterior motive for why they tried to worship their idolatry. So comes along Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Yodin Hayu Yisrael Bavodis Kochavim Shemba Mamish. The Jews knew very well that their idolatry had nothing to it. They knew that there was no mamashas to it. They knew that it was not real. And they knew that there was no divinity associated with it. So why did they worship this idolatry? Lo Avdu Avodas Kochavim, the only reason why they worshipped this idolatry was Lahatir Lahem Arayus Befarhesya. They wanted to allow themselves to engage in sexual acts in public. And Rashi explains, Shahaya Yitzron Takfan Al Arayus. They had a strong, overwhelming desire for sexual sins, for acts of licentiousness. And they said, let us throw off the yoke of Torah upon our backs, and so therefore the Torah will not rebuke us for the sins of Arias, that we won't be rebuked by the Torah, which has such a strong ethical core, but we'll throw it off, and if we get rid of the Torah, then nothing will prevent us from sinning with this licentious behavior. However, they had no desire, the desire was not overwhelming for the actual idolatrous worship, it was just a desire to get rid of some of the restrictions of the Torah, which were limiting them from their sexual desires. So the Talmud challenges this. Rav Misharshia says, but what about the fact that there are verses, like the verse in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 2, which states, Kiskor b'neim mizbechosan, that the Jewish people love their idols so much, just like they people love their children. Kiskor b'neihem mizbechosan, their altars were like the love for their children. And Rabbi Lazar says, Ka'adam sheyesh lo gaguin albino, just like a person has a desire for his children. So that's how much they desire the idolatry. So the Gemara explains, yes, Basar Davikube, after the children of Israel became attached to the idols, then they desired it as much as they desired their children. But their initial attraction to the idolatry was just the idea of not having the restrictions of the Torah. This approach to sexual freedom without any guilt at all. And that was what was contained within this love for idolatry. And indeed, there are some hints to that in other verses in the Torah. So, for example, we see that with the idolatrous act, the paradigmatic case of the idolatrous act of the golden calf, it says that they got up litzachek to rejoice. And Rashi tells us that the word litzachek has a connotation of sexual sins. And so we see that there was an association between the sexuality and the idolatry. And indeed, we know that this was a part and practice of the orgiastic cults of the ancient world, was the fact that there was this sexuality associated with it. And that was one of the things that the Torah was speaking out against, telling us about the concern about licentious acts, about how the corrosive effect such licentious acts can have on our society. So this idea that idolatry really represents a throwing off of the restrictions of a sexual nature, this is something that Michtav Me'elio, Rabbi Elio Dessler, discusses in his book Michtav Me'elio, and he says that when somebody is running after heresy, the way that we can bring them back is not through an intellectual approach. He writes that Adam Halech Achrei Aminus, the reason why a person is running after a rejection of our faith is just Hatir La'atzmo Es Kol Ritzono Sav Be'em Afriya, because the person wants to really allow himself to have all of his desires without anybody prohibiting, without anything prohibiting anything that he really desires. And so he writes Hanegius Hein Sibus Haminus, which means that the personal interest, the personal desires, is actually the source of this heresy. And from here he says, Lamanu she'ef shar, it's going to be impossible to save a person and bring a person back from this heretical approach as long as he is filled with these taivos, with these desires of this world. And so therefore, these desires are going to make him blind and bribe him, bribe his intellect, and they'll overcome his desires. And so as a result of this, the only approach to somebody who is engaged in this rejection of our faith is really to teach this person how to have bito hanagios, to get rid of the personal desires and the personal interest. And so he recommends that it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to attack such an approach through the intellect, but rather what should you do? You should engage yourself through simple faith, simple approaches, and because the ritzon will be blinded by our personal desires, and so therefore the only way to do it is to engage, he says, b'muna pshuta, b'liyis chachmus, to engage in simple faith without any chokhmas, without any overpowering intellect, b'chinuch v'hergo v'maaseh hamitzvos, to get used to the love of the commandments. And so as a result of this, with limud haTorah, with Torah study and with hasmada, slowly we'll be able to diminish our personal desires that are blinding us to the truth of the Torah and preventing us from being attracted to the idolatry. And so therefore his suggestion is, rather than trying to confront heresy through the intellect, because that we're not going to be able to do because of the fact that our desires are so strong to sin, he says we should confront it through an attachment to love of Torah study and love of doing of the commandments.